Test 72, Section 2, Question 2. So, in this case, we want to weaken the archaeologist's argument. It says, for 2,000 years, Sumerians depended on irrigation to sustain their agriculture. Eventually, irrigation built up in the soil toxic levels of salt and other impurities left behind when it evaporates. So you got too much salt and other toxins. When its soil became unable to support agriculture, it collapsed. Okay, so then it collapsed. A similar fate is likely to befall modern civilizations who continue to rely heavily on irrigation for agriculture. So the same thing's going to happen. Now, this is an argument from comparison, essentially. And when you have an argument from comparison, it relies on the assumption that the two things being compared are at least relatively similar to each other. So, in this case, we're assuming that modern agriculture is the same as the ancient Sumerians in terms of, you know, the effects of irrigation. So if we want to weaken this argument, we really would say anything that makes the two things different. So now let's look at our answers. A, most modern civilizations could not feed themselves through agriculture without relying on irrigation. That would strengthen the argument. That says it's more like the ancient Sumerians. Factors unrelated to the use of irrigation would probably have caused Sumerian civilization to collapse sooner or later. Well, that doesn't really matter. We don't care that they would have collapsed anyway, just that they did collapse. Then, see, many modern farmers use irrigation techniques that avoid buildup of salt and other impurities. That would really, really hurt this argument. It basically creates a big difference. And it's going to say, yeah, we might be just fine. Many modern civilizations do not rely on any significant extent on irrigation. The problem with this is that's irrelevant because we're only talking about those civilizations that continue to rely heavily on irrigation. And then E, the soil of ancient Sumeria already contained some toxic salts and other impurities before they started using it. This potentially could have weakened, but we have some problems. It's really, really weak as far as word strength. And it doesn't necessarily differentiate the Sumerian culture from ours because we don't know whether ours has those same traits. And so in this case, C is definitely a better answer. So we would take that and run.